Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
主内弟兄姐妹们，大家下午好。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, indeed, thank you for this gathering of your saints.
天上的父，我们谢谢你聚集我们在这里。
May our worship here be pleasing to you, Lord.
愿你悦纳我们的敬拜。
At this time, also anoint your servant standing here.
我们也求你油膏你仆人的口。
That your words will be delivered from their mouths, Lord.
让你的话语从他们的口中出来
，Not their own words，
不是他们的话语。
That for those listens and also those who speaks will be edified by the same spirit。
让听的、让讲的都能够受基督圣灵受造就。
Commit the following time into your hands。
我们将以下的事光交托给你。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray。
奉耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
When I prepare this sermon this afternoon, I mean for this afternoon,
当我在准备下午的讲章的时候
I was reminded I'm actually speaking to my church.
我被提醒说，其实我是向我的教会说话。
Then I asked the question, what is my church to me?
那我就问自己这个问题，我的教会到底对我来讲是什么？
I need to ask you the same question this afternoon.
我也需要问大家这个问题。
When you sit here today,
当你今天下午坐在这边的时候
what's the church to you?
那么教会对你来是什么
what is the church?
教会是什么
In the Bible, we are told that the church is the body of Christ.
在圣经里面，我们被圣经告诉我们教会是基督的身体。
It is not the building, but this body is a group of people redeemed by God through the blood of Christ.
不是一个建筑物，而是一群人，因为借着神的救恩在一起。
That includes you and me.
这包括你和我。
We are the saints.
我们是圣徒。
Not that we have done anything good that deserved or qualified to be part of this body.
不是因为我们做了任何的善事，使我们得配称为这个身体里面的一部分。
But rather, we realized we do not qualify because of our sins.
反而是我们了解到，因为我们的罪恶，我们不配。
And there's no way we can qualify by our own effort.
我们也不能够借我们任何的行为能够得配。
So we call on God and acknowledge that Jesus is our Savior.
所以我们呼求神，我们承认耶稣是我们的救主。
Therefore, God counts us righteous because of Jesus' righteousness.
所以神因为基督的公义而认我们为公义的。
These groups of saints, not just here in New Life,
这些圣徒不单单是包括我们在这边的圣徒
，but all over the world and over all ages is the church,
而是全世界的，也是不受时间所限制。
Which is the body of Christ and Christ is the head.
就是说，基督是教会的身体。
The church is also described as the family of God in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
在以弗所书第二章十九节我们看到这个教会也是神的家。
We are all children of God. We therefore call each other brothers and sisters.
我们都是神的子女，所以我们彼此称呼弟兄姐妹。
As the scripture says in this family, we are not strangers or foreigners.
在这经节里面告诉我们，我们不是外人，也不是客人。
And we ought to love one another with the love of God.
所以我们应该以神的爱来彼此相爱。
The church is also the temple of God.
教会也是神的殿。
We are being built together, a dwelling place of God.
我们被建造，能够成为神所居住的地方。
A temple is a place for worship, so we gather here as a church to worship God.
神的殿是来用来做敬拜的，所以我们在这里聚集，我们是要敬拜神。
Finally, when Christ returns,
还有在最后当基督再来的时候
，the church being holy and radiant will be presented as the bride of Christ.
教会就会被称为基督的心腹，是圣洁发光的
，and bringing glory to Him.
把荣耀带给耶稣。
Although we have many denominations,
虽然我们有很多的宗派。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4, it says the Bible only speaks of one body,
不过在以弗所书第四章第四节说，我们只有一个身体。
And one church, not so much in the organizational sense, but in the spiritual sense.
只有一个教会，不是从组织的角度来看，而是从属灵的角度来看。
As long as a local church, acknowledge the basic doctrines, such as the Triune God or Jesus as Lord and Savior.
只要本地我们当地的教会，我们承认基督教基本的教义，就是比如说三位一体的神，还有耶稣是我们的主，我们的救主。
It then belongs to this universal Church of Christ.
那么这个教会就是属于基督这个属世普遍的教会。
Well, just like you know, Chinese all over the world.
就像中国人遍满大全世界大地。
I mean, even though you know, some of them you know.Does not speak Chinese.
虽然说有些中国人不会讲华语
，we still share the same root and feel very much connected.
不过我们还有同样的根，我们也觉得彼此好像有一个关系这样。
If the church is the body of Christ, the family of God, the temple of God, and the bride of Christ,
若是教会是基督的身体，是神的家、神的殿，还有基督的心腹。
Then what's our part in this church?
那么我们的角色是什么呢？
What are we to do here?
我们应该做什么呢？
We need to grow.
We need to grow. 我们需要成长。
When we repent,
当我们悔改的时候，
we turn 180 degrees and turn to God.
我们是180度的转变而转向神。
By the way, the blood of Christ cleanses our sins.
虽然说耶稣基督的宝血把我们洗净了。
And God counts us as righteous.
神认我们是公义的。
Salvation is assured.
我们有确定的救恩。
But it's just the beginning of our long spiritual journey.
不过这只是我们属灵的一个很长的旅程的一个开始。
And conversion is when we realize andrespond to God's convictions of the need to change.
我们其实我们信耶稣的时候，就是我们当我们了解到我们需要改变，我们也回应神呼召我们改变。
Change in our relationship with Him and change in the way we live.
就是说，在我们与他的关系要有改变，也在我们我们的生活方面也要有改变。
But the actual change is a lifelong process.
不过真正的改变是一生一世的。
We are not to conform to the world, but have our mind renewed and transformed to the tunes of God's will.
就如我们不要效法世界，只要心意更新的变化。
In other words, we need to allow God to change us inside out.
换句话就是我们要让神把我们从里面完全的改变。
There are so many things we need to unlearn.From our old way of life, and we learned God's way of life.
我们需要把我们以前生活的旧有的方式改去，然后我们要学习神的方式来生活。
As in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 3, it says that we are to lay aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisies, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow.Thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious,
就如彼得前书第二章第一节到第三节那里说，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Our spiritual lives need to grow like newborn babies.
我们属灵的生命要成长，就像一个刚刚生出来的婴孩一样。
Feeding on the word of God.
我们要在神的话语来喂养。
It is a slow and gradual process.
这是一个缓慢，也是一个渐进的成长。
One effective way to nurture such spiritual growth is through our church life.
一个有效的方法来帮助我们成长，就是说我们在教会里面的生活。
When the word of God is taught in worship service,
就是当我们在敬拜的时候，我们听到神的话被传扬。
in Bible studies and fellowships.
还有借着查经，还有借着团契。
We encourage one another to study the Word of God.
我们鼓励彼此鼓励来查考神的话。
And apply it in our daily life.
然后在我们的生命中把它活出来。
However, we can only grow if we are teachable.
不过我们要成长的话，我们要有一颗受教的心。
Teachable means available to learn, willing to learn, and eager to learn.
有一颗受教的心，就是说要有一个时间来学习，也要有一个愿意的心来学习，然后要有一个可爱心来学习。
How can we be available to learn?
我们怎样能够有时间来学习呢？
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 tells us not to stop meeting together.
我们希伯来书十章二十五节告诉我们不要停止聚会。
If we don't turn up at a service or Bible study,
我们若是没有来参加聚会或是查经的话
，it's not going to benefit us.
这对我们没有好处。
Such absence, as these words actually tell us as well, they can easily turn into a habit.
我们若是没有来，就很快的会养成一个习惯。
In this case, our spiritual growth will stall.
这样子的话，我们的属灵的成长就会停滞不前。
And often go backward.
可能会向后退。
Willingness to learn is also very important.
我们要有一颗愿意学习的心。
After all, what good is it to sit through a sermon and yet daydream the whole time?
就比如说你在这边坐着听到，不过你的心都不在这里，那对你有什么好处呢
？We need to be like the good ground in the parable of the sower.
我们要像主耶稣所讲那个比喻里面，就是说，像那个好的泥土。
Jesus says the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
耶稣说那落在好土里的就是人听得到持守在诚实善良的心里并且忍耐就结实
We need a noble and good heart
我们需要有诚实善良的心
When we hear God's word
当我们听主的话的时候
We need to open our hearts to hear what God has to say to us
我们要敞开我们的心来听神要跟我们所说的话
We should not take a heart-piercing sermon as personal attack, you know, from the speaker.
有时候我们听到一个扎心的讲道的时候，我们不要以为说讲员是针对我们自己
，but rather as a conviction from the Holy Spirit.
反而我们要以为这是圣灵来向我们说话
，so that the message is not lost to us.
这样我们就不会失去这个信息。
Eagerness to learn dictates how fast we grow.
我们若是热爱学习的话，就会让我们更快的成长。
The variance in Acts chapter 17 is a very good example.
在使徒行传十七章那边，比利亚人就是给我们一个很好的榜样。
They search the scripture daily to find out if Paul's teaching is correct.
他们天天考察圣经，要查看这所讲的道是与还是不是。
We need to continue to grow so that we will not be like children.
我们要继续的成长，让我们不像小孩子一样。
Like what the scripture reading today it says, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
就像我们今天所读的经文说，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异装。
Knowing God's word is the only way we can resist Satan.
我们若是要抵挡撒旦的话，唯一的方法就是要认识神的话。
Learning from God's word is a lifelong process.
我们认识神的话是一生人的事。
Just like an old Chinese saying.There's no boundary in the ocean of knowledge.
就好像中国人有一句话说，学海无涯。
If there's no end to learning human knowledge,
若是我们在学习人的知识方面也没有止境的话
，then how much more so there is to learn God's word?
更何况说，让我们要学习神的话呢
？Secondly, we need to respect and submit to our church leaders.
第二，我们要尊重并且顺服啊教会的领袖。
Do we really respect our leaders?
我们真的尊重啊领袖吗
？What does it mean to respect and submit to them?
尊重领袖和顺服他们代表是什么意思呢
？It means that we recognize and acknowledge that we are under their authority.
就是说，我们要知道说我们是处在他们权柄之下
，and therefore choose to yield to and support their leadership.
然后我们选择要顺服并支持他们的领导。
It is obviously easier and more convenient when we agree with them.
当然，当我们的看法跟我们的领导者的看法同样的话，那就很容易。
But what if we don't agree with them?
不过，当你不跟他们的看法不相同的时候，那怎么办
？Why do we still need to submit to their leadership?
为什么我们还是需要顺服给他们呢？
Because the Bible says so.
因为圣经是这样子讲。
The Bible teaches God establishes all authorities.
圣经告诉我们神设立的这种的权柄。
And he who rebels the authority is rebelling what God has instituted.
当我们抗拒有这些权柄的时候，我们就是其实在抗拒神所设立的。
We are all different people coming from different background, upbringing, and have different maturity.
我们都是不一样的人，我们来自不同的背景，我们成长的也不一样，然后我们在成熟方面也不一样。
It is only natural that we do not agree on certain things.
所以很自然的，当我们对事情的看法当然会不一样。
Nevertheless, these differences are very often not doctrinal.
不过很长的这些不同的看法，其实对，在圣经的教义上。毫无关系，对。
Perhaps they're just disagreements on how things are to be done.
有时候只是说不同的意见说，做事情的方法应该要怎么样。
Not related to any false teaching.
不是关于不正确的教导。
When we have different opinions and viewpoints,
当我们有不同的意见的时候，
we can present our viewpoints in an appropriate forum, one with Christian love.
我们可以用爱心在一个恰当的时机分享我们的意见
rather than being critical
而不是以批评的方式
I remember there are occasions when I make certain suggestions to the leadership
我记得有一次我也向我的领导者提出一些意见
which was overlooked without any explanation given
他们也不接受我的意见也没有给我任何的解释。
I mean, humanly speaking, well, I was not that happy.
很自然的，当然我是很不高兴。
I feel snubbed and belittled.
我觉得我不被重视，好像被小看起了。
However, when I took a step back,
不过当我退后一步
，I then realized that my role was not in the decision making.
我才了解到，其实我的角色不是在做决定的角色。
I have done my part in making those suggestions.
我也已经尽了我的本分，就是说我把我的意见提出来。
I didn't even need to ask for any explanations.
我不需要要求任何的解释。
It is like our prayers.
就好像我们的祷告一样。
When our prayer is not answered in the way that we wish,
当神没有应许我们的祷告的时候。
Do I have the right to demand an explanation from God?
我们是否能够强求说，神啊，你要给我一个解释？
In the same way, it is not my right to ask for an explanation for the leader.
同样的，我们也没有权利要求我们的领导者一定要给我们一个解释。
And because they do not and should not answer to me.
因为他们其实没有义务来回应。
If I acknowledge that the authority is God-given,
若是我承认说他们的权柄是神所设立的话
，then I need to trust that their intentions are good.
那么我就应该要相信说他们出自好意。
And such trust is not based on people, but rather on God Himself.
那么我们建立信心不是看人，而是看神。
We trust that God is in control in all circumstances.
因为我们相信神是掌管一切的。
His perfect will be done.
他完美的旨意必定成全。
Even in extreme cases that the leaders are in the wrong.They are accountable to God.
就算有时候做领导者可能会犯错，不过他们需要向神交代， 其实这样的事情是很少有发生的。
And I still need to trust God that He will deal with it.
在这样的情况之下，我还是要相信神在掌管一切。
In that sense, church leaders have very huge responsibility.
如果是从这角度看的话，其实教会的领导者有一个很大的责任。
The Bible says they are not to be lords over those who entrust to them.
圣经告诉我们说，做领导者不是要辖制青羊，
but being examples to the flock.
而是要做他们的榜样。
Therefore, we need to uphold them in our prayer constantly.
所以我们要记住，我在祷告中记住我们的领导者。
So they can be steadfast, faithful, and blameless.
让他们能够在主里面不动摇。做忠实，然后毫无过失的。
Thirdly, we need to serve.
第三，我们要侍奉。
When we look for a church, we often look at what the church can offer us.
当我们找教会的时候，我们通常会看这个教会能供给我什么。
What it may be helping us in our spiritual growth or fulfilling our needs for cares and companionship.
可能是帮助我们灵里的成长，还是说供应着我们一些生活上的需要。
Yes, these are necessary elements.
是的，这也是重要的。
But in fact, one thing we should also consider whether the church provides us with an opportunity to serve.
不过有一点我们也应该要考虑，就是说我们在这个教会是否有侍奉的机会。
For we are called to serve.
因为神呼召我们是要我们侍奉。
When it comes to serving the Lord,
当我们谈到侍奉主的时候，
we are first to be useful for the Master.
我们要成为主所荷用的器皿。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21, it says,
在提摩太后书第二章第二十到二十一节，
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor.Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
在大富人家，不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，呵护主用，预备行各样的善事。
As human beings, we often think roles like, you know, speaking on the pulpit.
我们作为一个人，我们通常会认为，好像说在台上讲道，
leading worships or being church leaders,
或是领唱，还是做教会的领袖，
elders, deacons or cell group leaders,
做长老、做执事，还是说小组的组长，
as being more useful for the master.
这些事情是对主比较有用处的。
Than those helping in the kitchen or setting up the PA or cleaning up in vacuuming.
比那些在厨房里面帮助的，还有打扫的，来教会之前来设立这些音响的。
However,
我们相比之下就觉得那些事情好像比较的好有用。
However, can you imagine, you know, when I got ready to come to church this afternoon?
不过你可以想象的话，比如说我这个下午要打算来教会。
All I find in my wardrobe will be rows and rows of suits.
那么在我衣橱里面，我只能够看到很多很多的大衣、西装。
But I couldn't actually find a clean pair of socks.
不过没有洗干净的袜子。
How useful were my suits for me without a single pair of? How useful were my suits to me when all I really need just a pair of socks?
当我真正的需要只是一双袜子的时候，这些大衣对我其实来没有什么用处。
Hence, being useful for the master means that we need to be able to respond to his specific calling.
所以，呵护主用的意思就是说，我们要回应神所呼召我们要做的事情。
To be able to say, "Here am I, Lord, send me," regardless of the role we are asked to fill.
不管神呼召我们什么，我们能够回应说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
We are also to prepare for every good work.
我们也要预备行各样的善事。
Which reinforces that we need to be teachable.
这再次强调说，我们需要有一个愿意受教的心。
Keeping growing, keep growing spiritually, so that we'll be able to be ready when God calls.
我们要继续的在灵里面成长，所以当神呼召我们的时候，我们准备好了。
The heart of being ready to do every good work is really humility.
其实我们预备行各样善事，这种心就是谦虚的心。
There's no better example of a servant heart than our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督给我们一个最好的榜样。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 to 8, it says, Let each of you look down not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
腓立比书第二章第四节到第八节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，成了欺人奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
We are not to look out for our own interest.
我们不要单顾自己的事。
But rather those of others.
要顾别人的事。
In serving the Lord, it is all about glorifying Him and edifying others.
我们侍奉主最重要就是说，我们要荣耀神，我们要造就别人。
On top of being useful for the masters.
我们不只要合乎主用。
We need to be diligent when we serve.
我们侍奉的时候还要殷勤。
In fact, diligence should really be a trademark of Christians, not only in the church but also in our workplaces.
其实殷勤应该是我们基督徒的标志，不只是在我们侍奉主方面，而是在我们平常工作方面。
Whatever we do, we need to do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to man.
无论我们做什么，我们都要像是。向主而做，而不是向人而做。
And we ought to be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed.
我们要殷勤，得蒙神的喜悦，要做无愧的工人。
Fourthly, we need to proclaim the truth.
第四，我们要宣扬真理的道。
What defines what sort of persons we are?
我们是何等样的人呢？
Is it not your values and beliefs?
这就是我们的价值，我们的信仰。
As Christians, we are called to be the light and the salt of the world.
作为一个基督徒，我们是世上的光，世上的盐。
We are not to proclaim the word only in words.
我们不单单要用口宣扬神的话。
We ought to uphold the biblical truth in our lives, in actions.
我们要借着我们的生活来把神的话活出来。
Within the church, we should encourage one another to do so as well.
我们在教会里应该要彼此鼓励这样子做。
May our thoughts, our speech, our sharing with others, and all our activities to be in line with God's word.
让我们所想的、所做的、所说的一切，都是按照神的话语去做的。
Lastly, we need to keep our unity.
最后，我们要合一。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 to 6 says, With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all.Who is above all and through all and in you all?
以弗所书第四章第二节到第六节，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个， 正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
The Apostle Paul urges to keep the unity of the Spirit here.
使徒保罗要叫我们要保守圣灵所合一的心。
In other words, although this unity is established by the Holy Spirit,
就是说，虽然说圣灵是圣灵赐给我们这个合一的心
，It is up to us to maintain it.
不过，我们有责任要保守这个合一的心。
With the goal that we all speak the same thing, that there be no division among us.
就如保罗所说，让我们都说一样的话，我们中间不可分党。只要一心一意，彼此相合。
But what will be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment? How are we to do that?
我们要怎么样做呢？
First of all, we ask to be like-minded regarding the essential of Christian faith.
首先，我们在基督教基本教义上，我们要有同样的心意。
As they define the body of Christ and cannot be compromised.
因为这些是对基督的教导、基督的教会是很重要的，是不可妥协的。
However, for other non-essential beliefs, we need to keep an open mind.
不过，其他那些不很重要的信仰的话，我们要有一个开明的心。
Things like whether worship service can only be on Sundays.
就比如说啊，敬拜的时间应该在啥？是不是在星期天呢？
Or how we school our children in public school, private school, or home schools?
还是我们在孩子教育方面呢？是应该去公校啊、私校啊，还是在家教啊？在家里教。
We need to respect our differences and not to judge.
我们要彼此尊重啊，大家的不同的看法。
More importantly, even though we may disagree in certain issues.
最重要的就是说，我们当我们在有一些事情看法不一样的话。
We continue to love one another and be courteous towards one another.
我们继续的彼此相爱，以礼相待。
Such differences should not cause divisions.
这样的不同的想法不应该产生分裂。
Yet very often, personal hurts or disputes among Christians, when not handled properly or carefully, will lead to divisions.
不过很常的就是说。这些事情啊，发生在基督的生命当中。若是我们没有好好处理的时候，有时候就会造成有分裂的倾向。
The Bible has very clear guidelines on how to resolve disputes in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17.
在马太福音啊18:15-17，圣经教导我们，当我们处在这样的情况之下，我们应该如何行？
Those who are involved need to pray for one another.
我们那些在这世间当中的，我们应该要彼此祷告。
Forgive one another and not to bear grudges.
彼此饶恕，而不是有怀恨的心。
If we are not involved, we should not take part. Take sides.
若是你不是当中的一份子的话，你不应该偏袒任何一方面。
But rather be peacemakers and encourage those involved.To deal with it in a biblical manner.
而要做和平之使，来劝导这些人以圣经的方式来解决这些问题。
Psalm 133:1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity."
诗篇133:1说：“看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。”
The Bible emphasizes.On unity, and even our Lord Himself prayed for our unity.
圣经强调说我们要合一，就我们耶稣，我们的主耶稣也为我们祷告，我们会合一。
A church with unity will bring much glory to our Lord.
一个合一的教会会把荣耀带给我们的主。
In conclusion,
作为结论
，we need to realize that God called us together here.
我们的晓得神呼召我们到这里。
We are part of His family.
我们是他家庭的一部分。
And also, in members of his body.
我们也是他肢体里面的一部分。
We have a mission to glorify God.
我们有一个使命，就是要荣耀神。
And we are called to participate.
我们也被呼召要参与。
We are to be teachable, to submit to the leadership, to serve, to proclaim the truth, and to maintain unity in our church.
我们要有一颗受教的心，我们要顺服我们的领导者，我们要侍奉，我们要宣扬真理的道，然后我们要保持主里的合一。
How are we measuring up?
那么我们是在这，若是神这样在这些事情看我们，我们是处在任哪一种情况下呢？
Are we heading the right direction in our walk with the Lord?
我们是不是朝着正确的方向去走呢？
Are we growing spiritually?
我们在灵里面有没有成长呢？
Are we using our God-given gifts to contribute to this body?
我们有没有用神所赐给的我们的恩典来为这他的肢体所做出一些贡献？
Are we peacemakers with the love and truth of God?
我们是不是做和平之子，为主的爱而借着主的爱和真理？
These are questions that we need to ask ourselves constantly.
我们大家都应该常常地问我们这些问题。
And confess that before our Lord.
若是有不对的地方，要来到主面前承认。
Pray that He will help us to see how we should live our lives.
我们祈求神让他指示我们应该如何活。
And also put it into action so that we can play our part in building the body of Christ.
也帮助我们能够把这些活出来，让我们在主建立他教会能够有所贡献。
We will then be unashamed on the days that the church is present to Christ of His bride, holy and radiant.
但那天当教会被呈现在作为主耶稣的心腹的时候，我们可以做无愧的人。
Let's pray.
我们大家一起祷告。
Father God, indeed want to praise you and thank you.
天父啊，我们要赞美你，我们要称谢。
As you have redeemed us through the blood of Christ.
因为你借着耶稣的血救赎了我们。
Father, indeed, we can come here to call you Father and part of your family, Lord.We thank you.
我们谢谢你，因为我们能够称呼你为我们的阿爸父，我们也成为你家里的一份子。
Thank you that you have given us an abundant life.
谢谢你给我们这个丰盛的生命。
And that in our life you have given us your word as well.
也你也给了我们你的话语。
To guide us through our journey from this point onwards.
在我们人生的道路上来指引着我们。
And also ask God, may your word continue to guide us in our life and also in our church, Lord.
主啊，我们也祈求你的话继续的在我们的生命中，在我们的教会里面指引着我们。
In this church you have redeemed with great price.
Say.
This church you have redeemed with great price.
真的，你这个贵重的代价所救赎的这个教会。
And ask God, your spirit will move every one of us to take part in building this body, Lord.
主啊，求你的灵在我们每一个人心中里面动工，让我们能够有份来参与建造主你这个教会。
And may your name be glorified.
让你的名得荣耀。
And ask God, you move those who are leading the church and also all the members that will be able to be able with one heart.And to work for you, Lord.
让不管是领导者还是教会里面的每一位，让我们都有一颗合一的心向侍奉主。
That the church will be able to be holy and radiant.
让你们这个教会能够成为圣洁发光的教会。
To shine in this world to attract many to you, Lord.
在这个世界中来为主发光，来吸引多人信靠主。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
我们奉耶稣宝贵的名祷告。